This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the TroCare College live line, Greg Merkel with Osaic Wealth. Greg, no experts yesterday on the stock market. Not a great day, right?
Oh, geez. Good morning, Brian and Susan. How are you?
Well, we're doing okay until
there.
I open up the ticker.
Yeah, well, don't look at your statement, right?
Something like that. A huge sell-off yesterday, and worst day since you have to go back to the COVID pandemic and kind of the sell-off that happened there. Looks like futures aren't seeing any better today. When does it end?
Well, couple things. So remember what you just said about the pandemic and the markets down in March of 2000. They came back, didn't they? Yes, they definitely came back. And it looks like today may not be such a good day either. I'm looking at this maybe in a different way than most will, with emotion. I just had knee replacement. So when I hang up the phone here, I'm going out to Buffalo Rehab in East Aurora to see Jordan to get my knee better. I know there's going to be short-term pain for months, but I also know that my knee is going to get better. I don't know exactly when, but I know that it's going to. And I believe in my mind that the tariffs will help bring manufacturing back here in some way, shape, or form. As the administration says, there's trade imbalances. And you know, we've got market volatility. We definitely have it, and it's likely to remain elevated here.
I like the analogy. Oftentimes, Greg, when there is a sell-off, you see dip buyers come in, right? They swoop in. But are we seeing that at all right now?
Well, we saw some yesterday. I'll quote the Dow Jones Industrial Average because I think that's what the majority of your listeners look at, although Wall Street looks at the S&P 500 mostly. Markets were down about 1,600 points early on, late part of the morning, and then came back to be down 1,100. Doesn't seem like a lot, but if you're a trader, it is. And it just had trouble keeping there. Because there's pressure, there's uncertainty. Let's face it, if we're uncertain about something, we usually don't take that leap of faith, right? It's better to be safe. And that's what investors did yesterday. They unloaded a lot of their investments, and it looks like what happened overnight with China imposing taxes 34% on us, it looks like we're going to be at least at the open down again.
I think it's interesting the idea that this is going to work out in the long term. With the big question that I have on that is, what do we think it's going to look like policy-wise in the long term? You know, I noticed yesterday I was on Reuters, was on Bloomberg, and both are offering email subscriptions and push alert subscriptions for the latest tariff news. And I thought, well, that can't be great for business if, three times a day I'm getting a push notification on the changing tariff policy in terms of, you know, setting yourself up for success. We talk about the markets not really liking uncertainty, but the economy as a whole, that can't like uncertainty either.
Well, the economy going into this year was fairly strong. We were looking at about a little over 2% growth for gross domestic product, GDP, they call it. And then as we got a little bit deeper into the weeds here and into March, we were looking at the first quarter being lower growth. There's actually a jobs report out today at 8:30 in the morning. If there's, and again, that's a March report. If there's anything in there that's negative that can bring growth lower, that's not a good thing coming into what just happened over the last couple of days. You know, you could be looking at a mild recession going forward. Now, again, I say a mild recession. I didn't say depression. We know stocks came back in 2000, right? We had 2001 and 2002. People got out of the market. Well, if you get out, when do you get back in? Who knows that? It's better to stay the course if you're a long-term investor. If you're a trader, you're on your own. But getting back to the original question, it's very difficult. There are so many branches on these trees to look at when it comes to tariffs, when it comes to manufacturing, a company deciding to bring back manufacturing here or to add here. There is a lot going on, and it is going to take time. The one possible good thing that could come out of this, I shouldn't say the one, that's not correct. It was an orderly sell-off yesterday, believe it or not, with the Dow Jones being down the least amount on a percentage basis, then the S&P 500, and then the NASDAQ. When you see that, that is generally orderly. It wasn't panic. The Federal Reserve meets at least once every couple of months and goes over monetary policy. And there was a very small chance that they would lower rates in June. That chance has now raised a little bit. So we may see some interest rates coming down a little later in the year, which certainly if we go into a recession, that can certainly help out, because then it costs people less interest to buy a house, to buy a car, to finance something. So that could happen as well. But this is going to take time. It is tough to dissect this hourly, hour by hour, and day by day. It is going to take time.
China today said it's going to impose 34% tariffs on all imports from the U.S. starting April 10th. I mean, is that feeding to this? And is that really a reciprocal tariff? I mean, didn't they already impose a tariff? We announced the reciprocal. So what is this? Like now another counter tariff?
It certainly is. So certainly if, and again, I haven't looked into, you know, exactly what Vietnam has tariffed us over the years, or, you know, even China exactly. I will say this. There was an excerpt from President Trump from 1987 on one of the late night shows, David Letterman, and he was talking about tariffs back then, thinking that we'd been treated unfair. But even if someone has put tariffs on you, they put that into their budget. They're not ready to all of a sudden take a tariff off, right? Because they've already put those monies into their coffers. I believe what you just said, Susan, but I can't, you know, verify it, but I believe that that's true.
If we are kind of looking at a readjustment of sorts here, I mean, if this is bringing, you know, say this long-term, the goal is reached, long-term, nothing changes, we still have the tariffs, and we see manufacturing pop up in the United States. You know, for the last couple of decades here, it's been tech stocks really driving the market. What's going to be that next thing then, driving the market?
Well, let's hope that it can be that we can bring some form of manufacturing back to the U.S., right? You know, you're still, even if AI comes into play, which may take a little bit longer, you're still going to need bodies to manufacture. AI isn't taking away all the workers. So I believe that you could literally see very, very strong economy down the road. I just don't know. And if someone were to tell you right now when that road or you know, when this begins, it's very difficult to predict something like that. You know, we don't know if this is just the starting point with the tariffs, or is it going to be a long term? Is it a chess? You know, are you playing chess a little bit? Your next move? It's very tough. But the U.S. economy is very, very large, and it's tough to move that economy right away. But like I say, the economy is slowing down and market volatility certainly isn't. I mean, this market could wind up 500 points today and everybody's cheering, right? Because we react on that short-term emotion. It doesn't mean you're out of the woods. It just means some traders decided to come back in. When the markets go up 1,000 or down 1,000, that's not you and I, right? We're holding, and I know something, Susan, I sound like a broken record sometimes, but for 20 years since John Zach got me on this show, I've been saying, please hold, please continue. Would you rather pay $40 for a pair of jeans or $30 for a pair of jeans? You'd rather pay $30. That means you don't mind when prices come down. So if the value of your 401k, which is just paper right now, comes down, you're buying more as your contributions come in. So if the market does drop, you're right, it's a lot. It is a lot at one point. Take that as a buying opportunity, please. And for 20 years, like a broken record, it's worked.
All right.
It has worked.
Greg, thank you so much. Good to hear from you.
Susan and Brian, thank you.
All right. Good luck with the knee.